Just one Hanukkah on the laws of Hanukkah. Interesting Chesed Abraham, which is the grandfather of Rav Chida, the 55th chapter. He talks about the different materials that a menorah should be made out of. And he lists them in order of Hashivut. The first one he says is gold. The second one he says is silver. Then he goes to gold and bronze, then copper, then iron, then tin, then lead, then glass, which would be the eighth. Wood, bone, glazed porcelain, brand new unglazed porcelain, pomegranate shell, coconut shell, and acorn shell. These are the opinions. Obviously, he had a system how he was able to calculate what's more important and what's not more important. The question was asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if a person has a silver menorah and he puts these glass cups in the silver menorah, is that considered silver or is that considered glass? Either you're number two on the list of Chesed Avraham or you're down to number eight. So the Rav said that since that's the way you use that silver menorah, by putting a cup in its in the place, it's batel to the silver in the menorah, and therefore it's considered silver. So that's good news for those that have silver menorot with glass cups, that you're still up there in the ranking. There's also another question, these are modern questions that come up, that was asked to Rav Eliashiv. He said today they have these jars, the pre-made oil jars, that are coagulated. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Some of them look like a wax. And then you light it, and then the oil starts to melt. Now, obviously, they're putting a coagulant inside there in order to keep it solid. The regular oil doesn't do that. So the question is there any problem with that? So the Rav said, and Yashiv wrote, that since the coagulant is less than 1/60th of the total oil that's there, so it's batel b'shishim, and therefore one doesn't have to be concerned, it's 100% kasher. But Rabbi Bitan in the Yalkut Yosef on page 118 brings down an interesting teshuvah me'ahava, and he claims that the oil that they found in the times of the Hashmonaim was solidified oil. And he brings proofs that it had to have a deen of ochel and not a deen of mashkeh. And therefore, on the contrary, if they had a coagulating oil in the olden days, so then for sure it would be kasher to light the menorah. So again, the two halachot, silver menorah with cups, with glass cups, is considered silver, and coagulated oil is considered oil l'chatechilah.